of Solomon's Song, written by Bryce Courtney and read by Humphrey Bower. The raid takes place two nights later and it's a disaster. 11 men are killed and 3 taken prisoner, with no loss to the Germans, who have seen them coming and led them into a trap. It is Gallipoli all over again. As they rush the parapet, the Germans open fire, and if not for a ditch close by, the casualties would have been much worse. One of the sergeants tells Ben that they were caught in the open under a German parachute flare, not 50 yards from the trench they were meant to attack. Instead of falling to the ground or standing quite still, Joshua ordered them forward. "Blind Freddy would have seen us coming," the sergeant told Ben. A second raid is scheduled 4 nights later, but fails to reach its objective, Joshua pulling them out 60 yards from the German trenches when a German machine gun begins to fire somewhere far to their left. The next 2 raids he cancels and then allows Ben to take over when a query arrives from Lemaitre asking why his company has not maintained its quota of raids. Ben takes a raiding party over to a different section of the German line. This part of the line dates from 1914 and a number of solid and large German blockhouses were built. He avoids these as virtually impregnable, designed to resist heavy artillery. Some of them are large enough to accommodate 100 men. The trench he attacks is approached by using a sap, which he manages to enter by cutting the wire and crossing silently over a covered section of the main trench, entering the saps to the rear where 2 Germans lie asleep. They die silently, Ben using his fighting axe to cut their throats. Neither would have felt a thing. He signals his men to follow, and they come into the main trench from the back and take 12 Germans completely by surprise, killing them all. It is all over in less than 5 minutes.